Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
He's all right. Yeah.
We thank God today for all that he has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to continue to do in our life if we stand in his holy and precious will. I sit there and I noticed this morning that all the songs that you sung were spiritual lifting songs, whereby it's trying to incite us to give God more praise. What we need to do when we come through those doors, we ought to be full of praise. As an individual, you shouldn't have to tell me to give God the praise. So everything that he's done for me, I ought to be able to thank him. When I got up this morning, I didn't have to get up, but he got me up. I should just thank him on the spot. I should acknowledge him in everything that I do, because it's not me that do it, but the spirit that lives inside of me that do it. And we have to rejoice. We have to rejoice at all times for the things that God is doing for us, because there coming a day, and I thank God for him, coming a day we won't be able to shout. When Satan gonna be turned loose on this earth. And it's gonna be a lot of weeping and crying and moaning. So while I have the time, while I have the opportunity, I need to always give God the praise. If everybody in here today, I don't want you telling me to shout. If everybody in here today just give God the glory that's inside of you, we'll have a storm. On the day of Pentecost, and nobody told them to shout. Anybody told them to say amen. They understood that who Jesus was. They understood what he had done for them. So they just gave him all the glory and honor and praise. And the Bible says many wonders and miracles worked because they was in oneness. And they was together in peace and love. And they all had the same mind. When are we going to all get the same mind? Before the practice that here on this earth, having the same mind that Christ had. We get the mind of Christ. If we get the mind of Christ, we're going to be in unity, and we're going to be in the spirit of Christ. And I thank God for that. We thank God for you today and for your blessing, your privilege, the opportunity he's given all of you. And I want to say we're going to go to the book of Revelation this morning, teach you a few things that we must observe and understand. You know, we do a lot of talking. I'm one of them guys, I don't do a lot of talking, never did. I don't believe in a lot of talking. What I say is concrete. And it'll be tested. And it's going to pass the test. From Revelation 21, 1 through 7. And we're going to try to show you what God showed John. And John wrote it in a book to let us know what God showed him. And we got to understand the ways of God and how God operates. From Revelation 21, 1 through 7, it reads as thus. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sit upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I thank God for you today. And I want to ask a question to everybody in here. God looking in your heart and your mind, he knows the very intent of your thought. Is your name recorded in the book of life? If not, change your ways. If not, change your ways. John here on the Isle of Patmos, I want to say a little something about him first. John was a love gospel preacher. He preached more love than any of the four gospels. John was put in hot boiling oil to keep him from telling the truth. And he survived the war. Then they put him on the Isle of Patmos where the reptiles maybe come and eat him up. And John said God showed him this vision. He said, I saw the dead, small and great. Listen good. Stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books. Listen to what we say. Written in the books. According to their word. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. And they were judged, every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. And now John starts our scripture for the day. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. God helped it. God showed John what he wanted him to see. He even took John back to the beginning and showed him to the beginning until all the way to the end. Why God picked him? John was faithful. Wasn't a big talker. He's a follower of Christ. He's the one that was stayed with Christ all through his suffering, his shame, his agony. John was right there with him. When he went to Calvary Cross, John was right there. When he went through his suffering, John was right there. The other disciples ran and hid and locked themselves up, but John showed the love of Christ in his life. Today, we need to acknowledge Jesus in everything we do. We need to follow people that's worthy to be followed. Everybody in leadership is not worthy to be followed. Those that God have called and God has ordained, God has set apart for the work of his ministry, you ought to follow them. Because he gave them the word and he never took the word back. God don't take nothing from you. If you're a preacher, if he give you the word, he ain't gonna never take it back. That's yours. That's why we say my gospel. Because God gave it to you. And God gave all us the book. He gave us the book to study and to live by. Our walk, everyday walk of life, he wants us to live by that. John said, I saw a new heaven and new earth. Why new heaven? Because Satan defied heaven. Satan had defied heaven. And he said, new earth. He come to the earth when Micah cast him out of heaven. He come to the earth, and he raised all kind of hell in the earth right now, this day. He want to put the church in a division. He want to make me talk against you, talk about you, talk of you. He want me to ridicule you, tell you who you're not, what you can't do. That's what the devil come for, kill, steal, and what? Destroy you. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundant. So Jesus is at Calvary doing the work of his Father. Never have he told the Father, wait a minute, let me get this done. Oh, wait a minute, I got to see, can I do it? No, no. He's obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He said, John said, I seen the first heaven, the death on earth. That's the way. If that passed away, is need for a new one. And the new one was only for the dude out of heaven. He said, come down out of heaven. Because the old one was gone. And the Bible said there was no room. There's no more sea. Sea represents the Spirit of God. The water represents the Spirit of God. It's the cloak of unrighteousness that we are speaking of here. It's a cloak was up on mankind that we had to sin. You remember the scripture said, we all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Even though we sinned, there was a cloak. But Jesus broke the yoke, the curse, and he freed us that we don't have to sin no more. I know we say, well, Rev, ain't nobody perfect. Don't say that to me. Yes, tell somebody else that. Don't tell me nothing about no perfect. I don't want to hear that. The Bible said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is also perfect. Now, who are you going to listen to? Come on. Stop saying you ain't perfect and strive to be perfect. Right. Do everything in your power and your authority to be just like God wants you to be. Every time I look around, somebody talk negative of the church. The church supposed to be a positive place. In the old covenant, with old covenant church, if you was unrighteous, you can come in and out of court out there. But when you stepped in here and your heart wasn't right, you fell dead. That's something to thank God for. He's so merciful. He let me come in here, and I ain't full-blooded when I come in, but he have mercy upon me. And he gave me an opportunity to change my lifestyle. And I need to change it. And you shouldn't have to come to me and say, Lionel, say you need to do this or that. The Spirit of God that liveth and abideth in me gonna teach me all things. And let me tell you, Doug, it here. It ain't gonna just teach me, it's gonna teach everybody in here. Because we all governed by the same word. The Bible says, John went on to say, and thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. John, he's talking about himself now. Yeah. I saw the holy city. New Jerusalem. Okay, old Jerusalem was when Melchizedek and Abraham and all them boys was there. When Jesus said, I want you, Jesus, I'm coming after the order of Melchizedek, a Canaanite priest, holy of the royalty of God. Out of the Canaanite, no nothing tribe, up come Melchizedek, holy. And you say, I want you to follow the order of Melchizedek. We judge people today. What they can't be, what they ain't. Stop doing that. If they confess Christ, you confess with them. And just encourage them to be better and be stronger in the Lord. Stop tearing them down. Be of good cheer. John, he said, I saw a holy city, New Jerusalem. And guess what? It come from heaven. All good things come from above. It come from God that created and spoke everything into existence. It came from him. All right, and they went on to say something. Prepared as a bride, prepare for a husband. Let me say something, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, don't let nobody ever tell you you ain't good looking. Laugh at them. You say in your mind they some crazy. God made you perfect in his image and his likeness. And when you call me ugly, you calling God ugly. We need to come to the truth. If you say I'm silly, you're telling God he's silly because I'm his son.
you his daughter. And God made you perfect just like himself. I mean, Satan slipped up on us and started whispering in our ear. Started telling us things to do that ain't of God. He say, ladies, when you your wedding day, well, let me come to scripture first. Queen Esther, her company, and God prepared her for 6 months. Bathed her every day. She had a close ladies. They bathed her every day, put perfume on her, brushed her hair, her did her fingernails, her toenails every day. And when she come before the king, he had to put his scepter on you. And if you didn't touch it with his scepter, you better not go. You're a dead person. Let's be honest with it. And when he came, when Queen Esther come before the king, listen at me good. I know what I'm saying. He looked at her. She had never started telling him what I want her to do. Never told him yet about her people. When he looked at her, he said, baby, the half of this kingdom is yours already. Just to look up on her. He said, half of this kingdom is yours already. The Bible tells me you are of the royalty of God. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. You're a peculiar person now. Everybody running here, and you standing over here. Don't you feel like the Lone Ranger. You stay right here because you're in the will of God. Don't let nobody influence you to come over here where you know you're in Christ Jesus. You know Christ died for you. Stay with him. We're always going to get chin music. We're going to tell people, oh, it ain't all that. I don't care what you say about it, it ain't all. Everything God done for me is take that and some more for to keep me going. And we need to understand that. We need to understand, and we're supposed to encourage each other, encourage one another to go on and walk the streets. That's pale. One day we're gonna be on golden streets, y'all. But you can't let Satan whisper in your ear and knock you off course. And John said, John out there, and he said, I heard a voice, a great voice, coming from him, saying, listen to this good now, this scripture. Behold, which means look. The tabernacle of God is with men. Y'all, listen at me good. This building here is just a place to dwell together. The tabernacle of God is within this temple here, right here. That's why he say, keep it holy. Keep it right. How can I keep this right by being governed by the Holy Spirit of God? The Lord gonna inspire you to do right. Every time you go to do wrong, you can't tell me this don't happen to you, because it already happened to me. Every time I go to do evil, the Spirit speaks to me. And told me, no, you're out of order. That ain't scripture. What you doing? We like to say that, but I know the Lord gonna forgive me anyway. But what did he do? You ain't lying. What if he cut your switch off before you tell him, Lord, forgive me? What if he cut your switch off? Sin can't enter into heaven, y'all. I'm just sharing this with you. Sin can't go into heaven. I heard somebody say we don't repent enough. Everything you do and say, you ought to repent. If it's out the will of God, repent on the spot. Don't wait till you get here. Don't wait till you get out the door. Do it right now.
Yes, sir.
If God got you up this morning, you ought to say thank you. Time he gets you up. And he gonna hear you cry. Ain't gonna come to your rescue. Say, oh, Jesus is living inside of us now. The Spirit used to be up on us. So when Jesus finished the finished work at Calvary's Hill, now he lives inside of us. and his spirit leave when we sold out to Christ. Listen to me. Ain't nobody got to come tell you nothing. I don't know what if we get that foolish for up in the church now. Reverend, you need to do this. You're Holy Ghost filled people. It's a Holy Ghost filled church. And you're going to tell me the Spirit already talked to me. What you telling me that for? You need to go out there and tell somebody that hadn't been born again. He commissioned us to go in the world. What is the world where Jesus ain't? When he commissioned us to go out, he said, go ye into all the world. Not in the church house. We like to perform in the church house. We like a big crowd to be hollering, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And we get fit in the inquiry. That ain't going to make it, though. We got to go where Jesus said go. I see people pray sometimes. This was to say, Lord, visit the jail hall. Go into the highway. Go over there and see Sister so-and-so. No, you, he commissioned you to do it. And what we telling him to do it for? We got to wake up. Got to wake up and do it like God say do it. He said he dwelt with men. And he going to dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Every day, you need to acknowledge God. Every day, through Jesus Christ. See, I think Jesus said you can't get to the Father except you come by the Son. Keep that in mind. Everywhere you go, everything you do, keep it in mind that, you know, I love the Lord. We sang the song, I love the Lord. It's a good meter, too. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Pity to every groan. Well, acknowledge him like that. Everything you do, acknowledge God. And the Bible says he's going to direct. Acknowledge him. I used to be shooting Marvin. I'm telling what God knows the truth. I used to be shooting Marvin. And the preacher started coming, I hide my marble until the preacher went by. Then I started shooting again. It's the respect and honor that I had for the pastor, for the preacher. And that's what we got to have the same thing today. Now, the preacher come to hell with you, preacher. God knows I ain't lying. I'm telling the truth. I ain't going to bite my tongue. I'm not biting my tongue. God wants me to be real. When I stand before you, he wants me to be an empty fountain that he can fill. Not that I can fill, but he can fill. Empty fountain. All my ways need to get out of me, and I need to pick all his ways up. And if I pick his ways up, you're supposed to acknowledge his ways through the scripture that you're looking at as I stand before you. And you ought to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ, that strengthens me. And he went on to say, all the trouble and stuff, disaster and stuff going on, all the mess and stuff going on in America today, and it just come to me. And we suffer. Our family members, they pass, they get in trouble, they do this, they're overcoming faults and failures, and all that stuff like that. And it hurts us to our heart in the flesh. It damages us in the flesh. But when we get there, he said, I'm going to wipe all your tears. I don't have to cry no more. Never have to cry no more. Ain't going to be no crying in heaven, y'all. Y'all know that. Crying going to be over when we get there. Everything going to be joy, peace, happiness, endurance, patience. You're going to have the same mind Christ got. You're going to have it. Why? It ain't like that now, Rev, because we got a lot of people pretending that they got the law, but they don't have him. If they got him, he'll show. The meekness, humbleness of spirit of Christ going to show in you, in me, in us. I see people say, excuse me, Rev, if you can't come up to me and talk to me, just natural common sense, we talk about sports, about anything, that means that you, I ain't saved. If I'm so high class that we can't talk about any situation on this earth, I ain't saved. Why would he save me and send me in the world if I can't talk about the things of the world? I don't supposed to live in the things of the world, but I'm supposed to talk about it, address the things of this society. Barely messing up I know he's bigger than me, but I'm going to walk up to him. I ain't going to say nothing in the church. I'm going to walk straight to bed and tell him, hey, Doc, say you're a little off right here. See right here. Here it is right here. That's it. I'm through with that. Now, if he like it, praise the Lord. If he don't like it, praise the Lord. Yeah. That's the way to do. You go. That's the way you handle God's business. You handle God's business in the proper way. And he going to supply all the things that you need and you understand. You say, it won't be no more death. Lord, have mercy. Huh? No, we die no more. We're with Christ. We're immortal. We're going to be with him. We're going to have 100% spiritual body. No more death. No sorrow. What you sorrowing for anymore? Everything perfect in heaven with Jesus. Ain't nothing out of line. Ain't no pain, no agony, no distress, no nothing overcoming you anymore. We're going to be just like the Lord. Say no crying. How many tears we done shed it on this earth? Since we've been here, for many other different things, we shed tears. Sometimes I'll be praying and I start crying. Think about what God done for me and what I want him to do for me. I start crying. I won't have to do that no more. Everything will be perfect in that day. He said, just have me no more pain. God, help me. Jesus, I ain't hiding. I don't hide stuff. And I found out one thing about this. People say, speak those things that be not into the world. When my back hurting, I ain't going to get up and tell you my back ain't hurting. I'll be lying. I'll tell God to take the pain from me, but I ain't going to tell you my back ain't hurting. I'm not that silly. I'm going to tell you my back hurting. Maybe you got something you can come help me with. But I'm not going to tell you my back ain't hurting. I done lied. A lie is a lie. Well, you're in church or out in the street, you're a lie. There'll be no more pain. And you don't think, when I read this scripture, I thought about this. I said, Lord, why not right now? Take this pain from me. It ain't my elbow, it's my knee. It ain't my knee, it's my hip.
That's right. That's right.
And I don't go around telling people God punishing me. For I ain't pure yet. I ain't got it. No, I've been saved. I've been set apart for the work of God ministry. I know that. I have no doubt about that. I am saved. He saved for, take away all the pain for the former things of what? Lord, have mercy. Ain't nothing that we do on this earth that's going to go to heaven with us. I can wear Stacy Adams, bought the 500s. Everything I can put on, I can be hip every day, limping in my knees every day, that ain't going to help me none at all. When I get there, all that's going to be done away. The Bible tells me I'm going to have a brand new mind. I'm going to have the mind of Christ. I'm going to be thinking just like Jesus thinks. That's why he said this, let this mind be in you. That was also what? In Christ Jesus. He mean that. That ain't nothing to play with and take for granted. He mean that. We got to practice that here on this earth. If you got friends and they lied on you, love them anyway. Got people try to trick you up, flip you up, love them. I'm talking about what Christ said. Be good to them. Bring condemnation through your kindness. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey God rather than man. And God going to honor and respect you and build you up and going to give you power and authority that you'll be overcome. Because now, your old life, I used to lie all the time. Now God done birthed me. I'm supposed to be stopped lying. I ain't supposed to be still lying. If a lie come on my mind, I said, Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And go on and follow and serve the true and the living God. And the Bible went on to say that he that sit on the throne, Lord have mercy. Look again. Look, son. Look, John. He said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. My word is authentic. It's perpetual. It's to stay forever. It'll never change, but it'll change you. It's going to always be with you wherever you go. That's why we study the Bible to show ourselves approved unto God. Not me. I don't study to come in here and quote scripture to let you know how smart I am. That ain't gonna get me nowhere. It's what my lifestyle that I live from the scripture. If I can embed myself into the scripture, I walk like the scripture say. You can get your Bible out, and as I walk, you can follow me. Follow me with the word. That's what he wants us to be. He don't want me to get up here and do a whole lot of talking and ain't doing no living. That's called a hypocrite. And he said a hypocrite ain't going to stay before him. You can't stand. So we need to do as the Lord said. He said, I'm going to make all things new. Good God, that's me, all my old ways. Y'all, they gone, y'all. Don't you see, church folks say this, says that, Rev, you know how you used to be. Rev, you know how you used to be. Why are you bringing that up? And you're a Christian like me, and the Bible says, don't bring that up. I say, he won't bring it up while we're yet on earth. No, when we get to heaven, it'll never be brought up no more. Why are you bringing it up? None of me. What Bible are you reading? We're supposed to enhance and lift one another up. Forget what yesterday was. Think about today and tomorrow. We got to do it like God say, y'all. Or we're going to be left here. Or when that time come, in your name, God help us. It's not written in the book of life. You won't have no part in his kingdom. My word is true, and they're faithful. They'll never change. They're going to always be what they say they're going to do. They're going to do it. I tell people all the time. I say, I pray prayer sometimes. I say, I don't get an answer. I say, I'm going to tell y'all this now. I say, it sure ain't God's fault. It's somewhere I ain't connecting it. But it ain't God. It's on me. Because he said, whatever you ask in my name, it shall be given unto you. Now, God can't lie. There's some kind of way I'm not fully connected when I pray and God don't answer my prayer. Some kind of loose screw or something in me. But it ain't got nothing to do with God because he can't lie. Heaven and earth will pass away before he lies. It's in me. Some shortcomings in me. I don't have the things that right according to what he say I need to be. Because why would he tell me whatever you need, ask me, and I'm going to do it for you? And then he come up and cut me short. No, it ain't in him. He's a perfect God. He's a perfect God. He's an all-knowing God. He has no respect of people. He ain't going to do for you and don't do for me. Everybody that called upon his name, he's going to do for you if you call right. Y'all remember the party lines? Telephone party lines. Sometimes we dial up and we always had somebody on the line. And it wasn't who we wanted to talk to. Well, the same thing applies today with God. Sometimes we call and we don't dial the right number. We leave a number off. And we don't ever go. We always call somebody else. And you think you're calling who you want to call, but you're really calling somebody else. The Bible tells me this. Whoever you yield yourself to, that's your father. Whoever you yield yourself to, that's your father. If you follow the devil, you're going to do devilish things. If you follow God, you're going to do the things that's come from God, that come from above, from heaven. And we need to keep that in mind. And he said unto me, it is done. I finished my work, y'all. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of water, life freely. If you're hungry and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. What are you saying, Smith? You got to desire God with all your heart. You got to strive. You got to run for him. You got to call on him. You got to scream for him. Call him. Get on your knees and cry out to him. Everything humanly possible, you got to get his attention. And when you get his attention, he hear you. And he's going to come to your rescue. And he'll do that. He'll never fail. He's going to be with you always, even till where? The end of the world. And I believe that. I confess that. I believe the works of Jesus Christ at Calvary. I don't have to have nobody come tell me about them. I already know them, and I understand them, and I try to live by it every day of my life. And I tell God every day, Lord, I believe that you finished all the work that your Father sent you to do at Calvary. I believe it. I accept it. I walk in it in faith. And that's what we got. That's all we got to do. That's how we get saved, y'all. Confessing and believing the works of Jesus Christ from the Father. And he saves us. Now, here's the joy. Here's the joy of everything. He that overcometh shall inherit, God help us, all things. Didn't say, did it say something? All things. Stay hooked. Stay in Christ. Stay with Christ. Lean and depend totally upon Christ at all times. Don't let the storms of this life, the silliness and the stupid stuff that we do on earth here, don't let that throw you off. You keep praying and keep quoting the scripture to God, back to God, and he's going to hear your cry. He's coming to your rescue. Say, he that overcometh shall inherit what? All things. That's right. And say, he'll be your God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. When we accept Christ as Lord and Savior through the Son Jesus, that's our Father. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said, pray what? Our Father. Which art where? My God, my God. He said, holy is his name. Trust in his name, because the Bible says in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you overcome, you can just go to God and receive that which he have in store for you. He said, he's going to be your God now. He own you now, and you're going to be his son. And we heirs and joint heirs together with Christ this very day according to the Bible. Not what you feel or you think. He said we are heirs and joint heirs together with Christ Jesus. Now, who going to change that? And the Bible goes on to say the only one is not forgiven for the sin is the blasphemer. And watch this. Now, this is close. He said you can blaspheme against God. I forgive you. Blaspheme against Jesus, I forgive you. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, there remain no more forgiveness of your sin. And we got to understand that. We got to understand. If you accept Christ, stay with him. Stay with him. I heard the preacher say earlier that you're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tribulation. But you got to be of good cheer. Hey, my Savior already been through that. He overcoming, and now I'm his brother. And I know I'm overcoming because that's my brother. That's my dear brother that died on Calvary for my sins and your sin. And when he died humble. Didn't get bigger. You know, sometimes people attack us, and we kind of get up steamed up a little bit, right? Now, let's tell it like it is. We'll get a little steamed up. But Jesus was humble, never saying a humbling word. Just stayed obedient unto death. The Bible says even the death of the cross. And I thank God, I pray every day, Lord, keep me humble. Keep me humble. Because if I'm not humble, I know where I'm going. I'm going to start being crazy, saying anything, doing anything, and I ain't going to want you to talk to me. You better not say nothing to me. I'll bust your mouth and all. I know where I've been. But if I can stay humble and submissive to the will of God, I'm going to be just like him. Just like him. Thank God. Thank God for you today. May God bless you and keep you, is our prayer. Maybe somebody today desired in your heart to come before our Savior Jesus Christ, that you can get back to the Father through him, and he'll never let you down. The Bible says to believers, all we have to do is confess our faults one to another. For those that's not saved, you got to confess Christ died, buried, and he rose again, and the commissionment given, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believe unto righteousness. With the mouth, you got to tell it yourself. You can't repeat after me. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Are you here today? Are you willing today to tell God about your condition? That they can be fixed right now, not next week or tomorrow, right now, on the spot. That you so confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, that he died, he was buried, and that he rose again. God will quicken you right now at this very moment. And you become heirs and journeyers together with Jesus Christ. That's an honor all by itself. Are you here today? Are you here?
It doesn't matter.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.